Life now is full of sin. Full of evil. And sooner or later we all die. But the hope of the Bible gospel is if we believe in Jesus Christ, we can be saved. Saved from our old person. He will make us a new person. But also when Jesus Christ comes back to set up his kingdom on this earth, we will be given a new body and rule and reign with him. So we teach what the Bible says. If it's not in the Bible, we are not interested. So we will not be telling you about traditions like many churches. We would like to teach you what the Bible says. Now, I understand many of you do not have Bibles. It is very important to me you have a Bible. Because I could be a false teacher. Teaching you this, teaching you that. How do you know I am not teaching you false things? You must be able to read your Bible. Jesus predicted that in the end time, before he returned, there would be many false teachers. So all of us need to be aware of that and prove what you are told by reading your Bible. So we are committed to teaching you the Bible, but also providing you a Bible. It will be the most precious thing you ever own. If you read maybe 4 chapters per day, you will read all of God's Word in 1 year. And you will get to know what God is telling you. Okay, so let us pray.
Dear
Father in heaven, thank you for your greatness. Thank you for this opportunity to discuss your word. Please help us to understand. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to talk to you about the kingdom of God. Has everybody heard of the kingdom of God? Probably most of you have. One thing. Everybody, please turn off your cell phones. Off.
Please put yours off.
Even me. We are here to hear from God today. Your friends can wait today. Right. So you have all heard of the kingdom of God. But do you understand what it is?
To kendo be iwinjo tiend gimiluongo ni pinyruoth Nyasaye, be ing'e tiende.
Now please write down these scriptures.
Waketo gima chalo tipo ka mineno godo wes mwasomo. Adwa ni mondo kalambi no ikaw tindiko godo wes go kopo ni onge mumbi sama ibedo kanyo.
So when you get your Bible,
mondo misama mbele kaka ang wami mumbi,
you can go and look them in your Bible.
Inyalo dhi mondo ingige lingan ka lingan imumbi wuon.
So in Mark chapter 1 verse 14.
Mariko achiel matindo apar kod angwen.
Jesus preached the kingdom of God.
Yesu noyalo pinyruoth Nyasaye.
In Acts 28
verse 31.
The apostle Paul preached the kingdom of God.
Paulo bende nopunjo pinyruoth Nyasaye.
In Matthew 6, verse
33,
Jesus says to seek first the kingdom of God. But what is it? Is the kingdom of God in heaven? Some will teach you that when you die, your immortal soul goes to heaven to be in the kingdom of God. That is not what the Bible teaches. The kingdom of God has always been on earth. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, when God first made the world, His intention was that man would have dominion over the earth. In Genesis chapter 13, God gave promises to Abraham. Now Abraham was called the father of all who are faithful to God. And the promises he gave Abraham. Also in Genesis 17. Was that he would inherit the land forever. Now if Abraham was to inherit the land forever, he needed a new body. Because human bodies die. And that is the promise to us all. To receive a new body. Now, as God developed the kingdom on earth, He did it originally through the nation of Israel. And in 1 Chronicles 28 verse
5,
the nation of Israel on earth was called the kingdom of the Lord. Again, God's kingdom was on earth. Now, of course, men being sinful, they disobeyed God's rules. And in Ezekiel 21, God destroyed the kingdom. And He said, I will overturn it until He comes whose right it is to reign. Now who is that person? It is Jesus. In Luke 1, it says Jesus would reign on the throne of his father David. Where was David's throne? On earth. Actually in Jerusalem. In Psalm 110 verse 1. This is a prophecy about Jesus. That Jesus would sit at his father's right hand until his enemies would be under his feet. Now in Titus chapter 2 verse 13, it tells us what our blessed hope is. If you believe in Jesus, your hope isn't one day to go to heaven. Your hope is that Jesus Christ will come back to the earth and set up a new kingdom. In Isaiah chapter 2, it talks about that. We don't have much time, but briefly, there will be no more war, no more famines. Jesus and we who believe will reign over the earth with a new immortal body. No more sin. Now in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13, it refers to the faithful men and women like Abraham, David, Moses, and others. And it says they all died in faith but did not receive the promise. So they didn't die and then they died, did not get the promise. And then later on in that chapter, in verse 40, it says that they with us will be made perfect together. So, where are all the believers from the past now? They are still in the grave. The Bible describes it being like a sleep. And when Jesus returns, he will raise them from the dead. Have you heard the word resurrection? You know the word resurrection? The word resurrection means to stand up again. So someone is dead, they are lying down. When they are resurrected, they will stand up again. Okay. Now, our promise is to inherit the earth. There are many scriptures that say that. Revelation 5 verse 10 says, we shall reign on the earth. Matthew chapter 5 verse 5 says, the meek or the humble, we shall inherit the earth.
Owacho ni wabiro kawo piny.
Do you all know the Lord's Prayer?
Be waduto wang'e alam mar luor.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Then we say, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth. Okay, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth. We don't pray, please God, take me to heaven. It is on the earth. In Psalm 37, five times in that one psalm, says the righteous shall inherit the earth. Now in 2 Peter chapter 3, it says we look for a new heavens and a new earth. Because you might say, Brother John, we're going to inherit the earth, you say. I don't want it if it's like this. Full of pollution and destruction. And it's too hot here in Kenya. This scripture, as well as other scriptures, tell us it will be a new earth. Still the same planet, but God by His Holy Spirit power will destroy all the bad things on this earth, and it will be a paradise again. There will be lots of changes on the earth. In Isaiah 65 verse 20, it says to die at 100 years old will be as if you died as a child. Because although we will be immortal, those who have not heard the gospel, when Jesus comes, we will reign over them. They will still live and die. But the earth will be such a paradise, they will live much longer. In Isaiah chapter 11, even all the animals will be at peace. It says that the lion shall eat straw or herbage. Children will be able to play with snakes safely. The wolf will lie down with the lamb. This is a time of great peace coming. Now in Acts chapter 1, this tells us when Jesus was taken up to heaven and His disciples were watching. You imagine the surprise. And the angel said, why are you looking up? The same Jesus who you have seen go, He will come in the same way. And in Zechariah chapter 14, 500 years earlier, there was a prophecy of this very thing. That Jesus would come back to the Mount of Olives. Jesus was born in Israel. He was crucified in Israel. He rose to heaven from Israel. He will return to Israel. You know, in a kingdom, there is always a capital. Exactly. Capital of Kenya is Nairobi.
Yeah.
The capital of Jesus' kingdom on earth will be Jerusalem. But the new Jerusalem that we read about in the Bible. And God's laws will go all over the world. Now, I mentioned that we shall also be given new bodies. But what sort of body? I've already said to you, we don't go to heaven. We don't have an immortal soul living inside us. The Bible says when the soul the soul that sins dies. The Bible says we are a soul. Our body, our breath, it is a soul. To get immortality, we need a new body. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Jesus is described as the first fruits from the dead. Now you have fruit trees in Kenya. Mango, papaya, pineapple,
mapera.
Lots of fruit trees. They're good.
Yeah.
So when you have the first ripe mango, you pick that first ripe mango, and all the other fruit on the tree, will the other fruit be bananas?
No.
The other fruit will also be mango. But they ripen after the first ripe one, yeah? That is what the scripture is teaching us. Jesus was the first ripe mango. The first fruit. The first man to ever be made immortal. And our immortality will be the same. Now, how did it happen for Jesus? Did the disciples go to his tomb on the third day and see his rotting body. But Jesus rose as a spirit being.
No.
Jesus rose bodily from the grave.
Yesu no chier ma ok dende no tow. No chier ok ni chunye kende manu dipolo. Ena gi dende kaka no ike te na olu dende te no uchia.
His grave was empty now.
Kendo kanidhi e bure na tok ni yudi choke meko to. Iyudo ka buru ngo no ni no ma onge gimoro.
They could touch Jesus.
Yesu ne nga minyal mungu na kakina na mulo joni.
Thomas put his hand in Jesus' scars. Jesus ate and he drank with his
disciples.
So Jesus physically and bodily rose.
Yesu no chiera chiera e danda dana yikai ngirimo maridano te gidende kakangima.
So he is the first fruits.
En enyak mokuongo.
It will be the same for us.
1
Thessalonians chapter 4.
Kisomo Thessalonika mokuongo matindo o angwen.
Says that when Jesus comes back,
wachinika Yesu oduogo,
the dead shall be raised,
jogo motho biro chier,
and those who are alive,
to jogo mabe no yud ka gima ndalo no.
All together we shall be caught up.
You do te nyaka nyamangwana loka ucha mit kas wara dune Yesu wate.
So our hope of eternal life means getting a new body.
Geno amadu mar ngima mochore eni wabiro yudo riruok manyien.
Not going to heaven. Just want to talk to you a little bit now about hell. Many Christians think that hell is some place under the earth, where all the bad people will rot forever. Okay, I might actually stop there. Maybe in another session we will come back to that. So I'm trying to cover a lot in a short amount of time.
And
I'm going to ask Brother Duncan to speak on another subject for
you. Thank you. Sit down, please. Plug in here.